Welcome, folks. Let's do this. Can't get greedy with the music anymore. I just got punked. I didn't realize how serious they are about this copyright business. The growing pains are real. And the AI has picked up on my nefarious ways. Stealing a bunch of music that's not mine. It's typical of me, isn't it? But thank you for being here. Let's do this. Got a little daytime attempt here. We've been backed up on some content. I do want to apologize a little bit, but, you know, the struggle continues over here. I mean, one-man show. We're doing all this off of an iPhone camera here. But that's not your problem. This is my problem, and I'm the definition of technical difficulties. I am a boomer when it comes to tech, and I am not really scared to admit that. I'm all right with that. I'm good at a lot of things, and when it comes to tech and it comes to stuff like math, I just don't have enough interest in this stuff to like start digging in. I mean, it's just a lot, and I kind of stick to my wheelhouse. If it's got like engines and moving parts, if I can touch it, if I can see how it works, then I can fix it. And I leave the techie stuff to the techie dudes, you know? They're all nerdy. They ain't got these muscles. They can't do real things in life. I mean, sure they could, but they're too busy pushing their little fingers with their little keyboard hands. But I digress. Anyway, yeah, so little channel update here. I am trying to get some guests going. I'm trying to get some clips going. I'm trying to get some more equipment. I'm trying to really kind of expand this a little bit here. It's kind of weird just doing the whole monologue thing. You know, I had some problems uploading a video. I was recording in like super high definition, and I went on for like an hour and 15 minutes, and it's like a gajillion gigabytes, and nobody will let me upload the dang thing onto the platform. So that's a wasted bunch of breath, which I got plenty of wind, so it's not like I'm going to run out of that. But yeah, it was kind of weird. You know, I felt like a YouTube ScrewTube was picking on me a little bit. I got some warnings. I still can't figure out if I got a strike. I don't know if I did. And they're terrible at being transparent about what they didn't like. I mean, they won't give you timestamps. They won't really give you any specifics. They might give you an idea that like you use too much music, or they'll just say copyright claim, and then you got to go figure out what that means for yourself. But yeah, we're getting some things done, and you know, hopefully, eventually, this will be a lot more entertaining than just watching me just sit here and rant, which is fun. I like the rant. It's nice. But yeah, so let's go ahead. Let's get into some things. I mean, there's a couple things I heard this morning I want to talk about. First of all, that hockey player, Ivan Provorov? I don't know exactly how to pronounce his name, but I believe that's it. This guy is from the Philadelphia Flyers, and this dude is like a team captain. He's a total stud. This guy's from I believe he's actually from Ukraine, if I'm not mistaken. Don't quote me on that for sure, but he was raised Orthodox, and they wanted him to, you know, participate in this Pride Week or whatever for the NHL, which is, I mean, I don't know what you know about the NHL's fan base, and I am not one of the demographic that watches hockey. You think I might be, considering I'm all kinds of a Scandinavian, and those are kind of my people, but it's not. It's not my cup of tea when it comes to sports, but those dudes are bruisers, and they're bad to the bone. I mean, these dudes punch each other all day. These guys are not sissies, and they don't really play the whole Skittle hair, rainbow, bright, whatever LGBTQ narrative. They don't play that stuff. These guys are real sports athletes that are brutal. They're warriors. But anyway, yeah, so this guy, he was like, nah, I'm just not going to participate in the pregame, like whatever presentation you're making for the LGBT, where they wanted him to wear this rainbow jersey. And he's like, nah, I just didn't want to do it for my religion. And everybody's like, oh, you terrible person. you know, you must hate gay people. And he's like, not at all. I just don't feel like I should be, you know, forced to wear a uniform that I don't really agree with. And I could not agree more. There needs to be more people like him with a spine in the NHL. I mean, look at all these sheep cuck that are putting on rainbow flags and skating around the ring. I mean, it's one thing. I mean, don't force your crazy cult on us, okay? And don't do it to hockey people either. These when you're doing stuff like this, you think that you're making leaps and bounds, but sometimes you're going the wrong direction when you're really just pushing it on, you know, sports and entertainment, well, sectors that really don't appreciate that type of stuff. And, you know, it's the same thing with kids. Like, dude, if you want to be gay, do whatever you want. Leave our kids out of it. Don't push some sort of gay cult agenda on our kids and try to confuse them on what bathroom they need to be using. So, yeah, we got that. So that was cool. It was really nice to see. I mean, the guy literally, he's all of his jerseys sold out. I mean, across the internet, everybody's buying this guy's jersey because he's a freaking stud. And he's not doing what all these other chumps are doing. He's walking his own line. He's thinking for himself. He's making moves for himself. He's not going to, for the collective of everybody else, just throw all of his own beliefs and religion away. Okay? He's sticking to his guns like a real man. Good job, brother. Keep it up, Ivan. Cheers to you, my friend. So, yeah, we got a warrior over there. He's getting her done, which is cool. I mean, it's nice. I mean, Ukraine, speaking of Ukraine, they got another $2.5 billion weapons package from old Bo Jiden. Thank you, Joe. Just every day, it's something new. Or just thank you so much for sending our country, Joe Biden, our savior. I mean, what? I think he might go down in history as the best. And we can talk a little bit about Joe right now. Let's just go ahead and get this out of the way. This is like a few days old, but like I said, I haven't been able to upload any content, but I wanted to touch on this. His son, Hunter Biden, who's, you know, complete criminal, laptop, hookers, crack, smokes Parmesan cheese, you name it. This guy's, he's a part of Burisma, you know, a natural gas company in Ukraine. He's making deals with China. It just came out that, like, you know, the reason that Biden took a lot of those documents from the White House is so that, Trump couldn't find out how deep their connection to the CCP goes and how his son has been pretty much used as a pawn to, you know, a middleman to somehow get 10% to the big guy. But yeah, this guy, you know, the Wilmington, Delaware home that he was in, he charged him $49,900 per month. Your dad that owns the home in Wilmington, Delaware, where the highest is like $7,500. That is the highest rent in like the biggest mansion in the area. This little thing, it's like a regular size. I mean, it's a nice place, but it's not anything extravagant, out of control, like high rent area. But yeah, I mean, an average house around there is probably like $4,500. So you're telling me that you're charging 11 times the average amount that somebody else would be paying in that neighborhood. But I guess, you know, when you have a classic Corvette in your garage and you have a bunch of classified documents that, you know, people would love to get their hands on, maybe you get a little bit extra per month for your thing. And you're thinking, okay, they're clearly, you know, that's how else are they going to launder their money? How else is Joe Biden going to get that into his bank account without it looking shady? But then, you know, then you think, oh, yeah, well, they're going to clean it. Of course, he'll pay him the $50,000 a month. And then, you know, Joe Biden will pay taxes on that. And then it'll all end up being legit, right? No, wrong. Didn't do it. Didn't pay taxes on it. Just literally pocketed the money, bro. I mean, they're not even trying to get away with it because they've been just so easy to get away with everything for so long. It's going to be fun to watch these fools get caught up eventually. So, yeah, $2.5 billion for another weapons package, right? 3 weeks after we just gave them $40 billion. Okay, yeah, that's $42.5 billion in the last 3 weeks. No big deal. It's just your money. It's your tax money. No one cares. Speaking of tax money, I lived in SD for a little bit, San Diego in California. And San Diego County is now making a pretty aggressive move and a pretty, I would say, ambitious to phase out, which means essentially ban gas stoves. 45%, hopefully, that will be banned of complete buildings and whatever will be done. 45% by 2030, and then 90% by 2035. Now, first of all, duh, that doesn't make any freaking sense. I mean, they're not just actually gas stoves. It's actually all gas appliances. So if you have a water heater, if you have an oven, if you have, I mean, literally anything that runs a dryer, gas dryer, there's all kinds of gas appliances that they're going to, that you're going to have to retrofit with these new green electric ones, solar powered. So yeah, this is supposed to cost individual families, on average, they figured $30,000 per household. How the heck are you going to have in this wonderful, beautiful economy an extra $35,000 to or $30,000 to throw at something that doesn't need any attention? So anyway, let's not try to make sense of that. That's just crazy. Let's get into a couple more things. We got the totalitarian Olympics going on out there, Davos, Switzerland. And it's funny because the WEF, I mean, this year they're realizing that they are the jig's up, you know. We're on to you guys. We know what you guys are trying to do, and we're on it. And yeah. Not happening, guys. I mean, you guys went pretty far and just put it right in our face before we started waking up and kind of realizing what you guys had in mind for us. And I think humanity is going to go ahead and say no. So, yeah, it feels like somebody just, you know, I don't know if you've ever been in any not-so-clean places, but I have been in a couple myself. And what happens when you turn on lights in the middle of the night? And there's cockroaches. What do they all do? They run, dude. They scramble for hide to you know, to make sure that you don't know what they're doing and that they're there at all. Well, it's the same thing with these clowns, you know. They all scrambled like cockroaches. The second, you know, Alex Jones and all these conservative pundits, I mean, even the ones that aren't even rad are just like, anybody want to start paying attention to this Klaus Schwab cat over here? Just these non-elected people trying to tell us how we need to live the rest of our lives or the future and how they're going to build it for us and how they're going to take control of us digitally and pretty much all your biological, everything's going to go away. And it's just, that's going to be a full blown, I don't even know what I would call it. I mean, not a technocracy. I mean, it would be just a digital takeover of humankind, of mankind. It's really disturbing. Let's not even talk about that. It's just way too much. But yeah, I guess there's a bunch of prostitutes out in Davos right now, and they're all sold out. I mean, they're going for $2,500 a piece. I don't know what the going rates for a typical prostitute is, but they're $2,500 if you want to go out to Switzerland, Davos, and if there's one available, that is. You got to imagine, not all these are model-esque women. There's probably some eights, some sevens, some fours pulling in $2,500. God bless you, ladies. Capitalism. So, yeah, that's cool. That happened. White people are being attacked. I think that's for sure. You know, that's going on in America right now. We got Wells Fargo scaling back their mortgage program to not allow any more white customers to get any home loans or mortgages. So if you are of minority descent, then they'd be happy to give you a home loan, no matter if you're less qualified or more qualified than somebody who has lighter skin than you. So that's cool, and they're definitely going to lose some money and some customers over that one, I imagine. But it's crazy how stuff like that happens, and like nobody even says anything about it. It's just like, oh yeah, we're all racist against white people now, and that's fine though, because you know, two wrongs definitely make a right. Anyway, so we're going backwards there, and then we got, you know, Sheila Lee Jackson, Texas House Representative. She's trying to, like, she's presented a bill saying Leading Against White Supremacy Act of 2023, where, you know, I mean, of course, only you bigots, you racist, you know, homophobic, you know, haters would ever object to such a legislation. I mean, why wouldn't we hold white people to a completely different social standard than everybody else? I mean, if you're black, you should be able to hate and say whatever kind of hate speech you want. And if you're white, then you should just shut your white mouth. And that's the way it should be. And if you don't like it, then suck it. So I don't think that's going to pass because, yeah, there's still a lot of white people around. And we're not really stoked on being targeted anymore. It was kind of cool for a second there. Okay, it's not happening. So, yeah, we got... She's a piece of work, that Sheila Lee Jackson lady. She is, like, the reparation queen. She's out of Houston, Texas. What a dump truck lady. But, yeah, we got some more legislation coming out of California. That's cool. We got the assault weapons ban, which is Miller versus Bonta. That's been an ongoing thing. And luckily, we have Roger T. Benitez, our Saint Benitez, the best judge in the history of California judges. Deemed the ban, assault weapons ban, unconstitutional. So California, you know, had pretty much the challenge to go find out, like, some other historical decisions that kind of support that. And pretty much there is no historical decisions to support what they're trying to do, which is, you know, ban the sales. I mean, it's literally, you can't do anything with... You're not supposed to, what is it, sales, manufacturing, transport, importation. I mean, literally, you can't fart an AR-15. You can't even think an AR-15. You can't dream an AR-15 in California. The Second Amendment has been fully attacked and stripped naked here in this California. Wonderful place it is. Beautiful weather. Can't wait for summer to come back. It's actually a little nippy right now. And, As Norwegian as I am, I really do like it warm. I like my shorts and my flip flops year round. I'm still wearing them right now. I'm just a little cold. No big deal. But so you know what typically happens is when they present this stuff and, you know, Roger Benitez pretty much knocks it down every time. But the last 50 times, you know, he's done that, or that any judge has ruled against, you know, whatever legislation was trying to be pushed, they appeal it in the Ninth Circuit. And then, you know, the last 50 times California's, whatever the judge rules in California, so Benitez rules that's unconstitutional, the Ninth Circuit overturns that, and then it goes to the Supreme Court. And then, you know, God knows what happens up there. Thank God that the Supreme Court, Trump had a couple picks and got a couple heads on there just to kind of almost salvage our rights while we still have them. Before we can make any more big moves. But yeah. So yeah, let's see how that goes. I want to also remind you guys that every time that you're driving down the road, and it pretty much is across the board, but, you know, if you see an F-150 truck, which is like one of the most common trucks on the road, you see them all the time. There are three AR-15s to represent that truck. Okay. Behind every blade of grass in America. Okay. There's a rifle. Don't you tyrants ever forget that. Because you coming for our rifles? No, you're not. You're going to take our guns? No, you're not. Fuck around and find out. Okay, federal government? See what happens, dude. So that's cool. Not ever happening. Let's get into a couple little conspiracies, and then I'm going to get out of here. Like I said, I want to make these short, but I have so much to say. I'm trying to speak as fast as I can and get through this stuff. So yeah, conspiracy time. Tucker Carlson had a episode a couple nights ago, and he was talking about the FAA and how, you know, all the flights are grounded for the first time since 9/11, a few days ago. And he had a theory that somebody, you know, there was a cyber attack, which is kind of what I assumed and what I thought happened, or, you know, some sort of glitch in the Matrix. But I think somebody actually cyber attacked the main and then the backup, and they held it hostage. What Tucker is suggesting, and what I kind of think might be possible, because everything is possible, is that the government was actually, you know, was they held hostage the what we needed to control our flights until they got, you know, their payoff. And you know, essentially, you know, taking Bitcoin from the federal government as a ransom. If you look at the Bitcoin jump right around the same exact time, it's a kind of funny, and you wonder, because that's what they do. These people, these terrorists, that's what they want. They want Bitcoin that you can't track. And what does the government have a ton of? And how do they pay off their foes or their nemesis or whatever, all these attackers? Bitcoin. There's some smart people in the world. It's kind of funny. They're trolling our FAA. Only because nothing happened and everybody's safe. But yeah, that was one thing. And then let's get back to the real quick. There was an operation under the Obama administration in 2009, and it was called Fast and Furious. And what they had done is the federal government would like purposely had let over 2,000 units, firearms, you know, assault weapons. You know, if I were to stab you with this pen, it becomes an assault pen. Or marker. Anyway, stupid. So, you know, he led a bunch of, like, known criminals who are affiliated with the cartels. 2,000 units, 2,000 guns. They let them flood to the cartel in hopes that they could track those weapons and, you know, find out, you know, what's going on and whatever. But there was no effort to ever track them, so they just pretty much let them go into the cartel's hands and into let them literally buy them here in America, okay, illegally, and then purposely let them through the border, let them walk through the border with no, you know, no stopping from the federal government as a part of their plan, you know. They're smart people, real smart. And so they could never find any of these guns. A bunch of people got shot. And now it's like just one more, you know, it's one more, whatever, whistle. Red herring, whatever you want to call it, for gun control, you know. Another reason, oh, we need to take your guns. Why? Because you put 2,000 in the cartel's hands, and there's you know, a problem with the only people that are committing violence with these weapons are cartels and criminals. So what, are you going to put it all in their hands and that's going to somehow do something for you guys? You guys are dumb. All right, peace.